Okay. This is nice.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, get it. Let's hear it.
Rock and roll never forgets. You better get yourself a partner. Go down to the concert or the local bar.
Oh yeah.
I love it. I'm so excited for this episode. Welcome to the Parrot Podcast. I am Ryan Middledorf.
I'm Patrick McDonald. This is your podcast for all things Jimmy Buffett, including people that were around Jimmy Buffett at certain times in life. Like, we're playing on the radio at the same time as him.
Yes, yes.
And this is the kind of music that, you know, if Jimmy Buffett is the music you want to listen to when you're on a boat, this is the music that makes you wish you knew how to work on a car.
Yes.
That's my review of this. I wish I could just sit in a garage on a hot day in a wife beater and just crank a wrench on some sort of engine.
Pure poser music for people that don't know how to do manual labor.
Yes. This is music that makes me wish I knew how to sweat.
It's for the accountant on the weekends.
Yeah. You hold your hands up to it, you get a blister.
Honey, you know, I'm gonna try and work in the garage today.
Yeah, I'm gonna tie a tennis ball on a string. And then he puts on that song and he's like, so I don't hit my car in the wall.
Again.
Rock and roll never forgets.
Honey, we're out of tennis balls.
There's a nice string up there, though.
I worked hard in the garage today, honey.
So if you hit the string, just know to stop.
Just watch out for the string. If you see the string moving, you've gone too far. That's our new character we're introducing for 2020.
It's accountant on the weekends.
Accountant on the weekends. We're going to check in with the accountant on the weekends throughout the year to see what he's up to.
That's my favorite.
You like the accountant on the weekends?
I love the accountant on the weekends.
We're a huge fan of accountant on the weekends.
Just be warned, if the string does move, it could be the wind from opening the garage door, so it might cause you to drive forward a little bit further than you actually need to.
As a rule, whether or not it's windy, if the string's moving, you should not be. Just be safe. Just be safe out there.
It's so funny.
Rock and roll never forgets.
Rock and roll never forgets, baby. Oh, Patty, how you doing?
Oh, right, guy. I'm good. It's the new year.
This is the new year. This is our first recording of 2020.
2020. We're slogging out of bed. We're getting behind our shared bed.
No, we moved in together.
We moved in together.
I got the top bunk.
Yeah, and I'm also in the top bunk. We share a bunk bed, but we're in the same bed.
We had a big disagreement over who would take the bottom
bunk,
and nobody won.
It's like that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where the suitcase just sits on the stairs. When one of us moves, the other one's won. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what's happening right now.
That's right.
Shout out to Everybody Loves Raymond in that episode. One episode that I'm sure everyone remembers. Do you remember that episode?
I do.
It was a big fight.
I love Everybody Loves Raymond.
I think it's an amazing
show.
Phil
Rosenthal is a genius.
He's a genius. He's
a
incredible.
True genius.
Everybody on that show is the best.
Yeah.
Ryan, I am good. Yeah, I'm excited. We're back for another year.
We're back.
We missed a little New Year's episode, but
we're
going to be fine with that.
Listen, we beefed it a little bit towards the end of last year. I think, okay, so both of us had some big life things going on.
Correct.
I was moving, you were moving.
Correct.
New jobs, just a lot of new stuff.
Up in the air,
a lot of new stuff starting up. So, like, we missed a couple recording dates. I missed a couple of upload dates,
yes,
despite having some episodes in the can.
Yes, that's okay.
It's okay. Life happens.
We do this for free and for fun.
That's for free and for fun. That's exactly right. We ran one ad once and got $7.
We did.
Yeah, we
nice.
Did.
Nice. And I saw none of it.
You saw none of it. I should Venmo
furious.
You.
No, don't Venmo me $350. That's fine. That's very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So, I'm very excited to dive back into it, get into the swing
of things. Likewise, it's going to be a big year. Jimmy's got a new album coming out.
He's got a new album. He's tour dates are piling up like crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Slack Tide. It's going to be a big year for Buffett. I was actually driving to work down Wilshire in Los Angeles, and down Wilshire on the light posts, they have usually ads for like Pantages theater performances. It's all Escape to Margaritaville right now.
It is. The whole city is abuzz.
Oh, yeah.
There's people texting me left and right because I have a lot of theater goer friends.
They're yes.
Like, we should buy tickets. We should buy.
Oh, my God. We should. Whatever.
Wait, let me see something real quick.
It's showing until March 20th.
I think. But I have a feeling we're going to talk about this on a future episode.
Yeah.
On Escape to Margaritaville, but we got to get there early. I think if we go maybe opening night, we're going to be able to. We're going to be able to potentially see him perform.
He's going
to
be there.
He's
going to
be there.
At right?
least the first night.
Yeah, which is like February 18th or something.
I think
like
so.
That.
We're
something
have to
around
be
there.
There.
Yeah.
It's important for us to be there.
We're going
to reach
happen.
Out to the Pantages. Maybe we can trick him again into giving us a
into giving a us ticket. An interview.
Yeah,
an Do we interview. Know who's in the touring cast?
We don't.
We'll
no.
also cover
we'll discuss
that on,
this
yes.
on a future episode,
yes,
but it's very exciting. Big Jimmy is not going anywhere.
Absolutely not.
There's new Margaritavilles popping up left and right. I mean, it's very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
We got a lot going on.
How was your break?
It
was your break?
Great.
Good.
It was wonderful. I went to Colorado. We went skiing. We had a blast.
Very
fun. And
then
I just got some stuff together here. I wanted to bring something up to kind of highlight, because I was thinking more in a grander term of the podcast today. Mm-hmm. And I think if we look back on this, of course, you know, in 20 years, it's going to be a span of, and when we're still doing this in 20 years.
Of course,
well.
Yeah.
The way this is going to look is that, you know, at first glance, it's a podcast about Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also a documentation of you and I, Ryan, in our 20s.
Yes.
Because every week we recap what's going on in our lives. And I think the grand arc, I just want to isolate kind of what happened to me last night versus probably what happened to you last night.
Okay.
So I'd like to hear here's my theory. My theory is that your life, the arc is going to be, it's kind of, you're like kind of settling down, domesticating a little bit, moving to the valley, having a very, creating, you know, a young family that's going to last you into your life. We're seeing you kind of grow up.
Right.
And for me, I'm just going off the rails. I'm just driving into the ocean.
I thought we were doing the same with you when you gave up drinking.
I did give up drinking, and now I've just gotten weirder. So to isolate this, what did you do last night?
Okay, so last night, a few days after New Year's, it was Olivia's mom's birthday. We were kind of busy around that time. So yesterday, Olivia and I took her to Disneyland for the day.
Great.
California Adventure. And we just walked around. We had a couple drinks. We didn't ride any rides. It was a very tame, nice day at Disneyland.
Great.
Yeah.
So what last night, I went to a witch-themed birthday party in Topanga Canyon.
A witch?
We all dressed like witches, and we howled at the moon at midnight.
You did?
There was a woman there who was the self-proclaimed queen of Topanga Canyon. She was wearing a full Native American headdress in her 70s, and apparently she had a baby at 50.
Really?
So more power to her.
Okay.
There were shrooms on the table next to the snacks. I didn't have the shrooms.
No shrooms. Okay.
And I am still sober.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even partaking. I was completely. So
you were completely sober going to a witch-themed birthday party.
Yeah, I wore black lipstick.
Okay.
And I wore skeleton gloves.
Can we post a picture on our Twitter?
I wish I had one.
You
I
don't
think
have
I do
one.
Have one. I
okay,
think I found
okay.
one. I'll post a picture on my Twitter. Somebody else took one of me.
Oh,
it looks nightmarish.
Okay, I have multiple questions.
So this is our life.
Okay.
I just wanted to point out that we're going in different directions and I'm excited about
Very
it.
Different directions. You are now a Wiccan.
I'm a Wiccan. I howled at the moon.
Yeah. Okay, first question.
Yeah.
This party, was it for the, you said Queen of Topanga Canyon?
No, it wasn't for her.
It was not for her. Was she hosting?
Natalie.
Was she hosting the party?
She was not hosting the party. She was just a guest.
She was just a guest.
Yeah, she wasn't even the craziest person there.
Okay.
It was a witch. It was, everyone was full dressed as witches.
Yes.
It was very, fun. Yeah, it was very weird. There was a big fire. We all had a blast.
There was a fire, like a bonfire.
There was a bonfire, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. What do you do at a witch-themed birthday
party?
Well,
it was a full moon, so it was a lot of just hanging out, talking.
It was. It was a beautiful night last night.
Beautiful night. Beautiful night in Topanga Canyon. Yeah. Gorgeous. Yes. I felt like I was at a party in the 60s, to be honest.
Sure.
It felt like very
strange. You said there were snacks?
There were snacks.
What kind
there.
Of snacks?
I mean, it was just Oreos, cookies.
Okay.
Regular things.
Okay.
And then we did a spell. Everyone did a spell at the same time.
Okay, great. What was the spell?
I don't remember the spell. It was really nice.
What was it to do?
It was just to, like, we're all united and we're all here together. It was very positive and supportive. It wasn't like a cabal. Like,
sure,
it wasn't
no.
like a really scary thing.
Yeah,
it was just
yeah.
like fun to be witches.
Okay.
So it was very, very exciting.
Yeah.
And then we howled at the moon and then we sang the Star Spangled Banner.
Is that
It was
why?
Strange. I don't know.
Okay.
I was honestly there with a lot of clown people.
Okay.
There's a clown community out here.
There's a
it
big
was my
clown
friend
community.
Natalie's birthday.
Yes.
And so we were there, and she just got a house in Topanga.
Okay.
She's very cool, very interesting.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to head. I want to live in Topanga Canyon in a little
Topanga
house.
Topanga Canyon is beautiful.
It's beautiful
it's
and
gorgeous.
It's weird.
Yeah. Topanga Canyon, Laurel Canyon, they're all amazing.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
Life goals.
Life goals. That's what we're looking forward to eventually. So that's what I was up to.
Okay.
You know, we're still rolling. Just because you don't drink doesn't mean you don't get into some weird stuff.
You know what? I love your lifestyle because, like, I feel like I see you multiple times a month,
yes.
sometimes once a week.
Yeah.
And every time I see you, there's always some new thing that you've done. So I remember maybe 6 months ago, you went to a prom, I think. You went to a prom-themed party or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You did do that.
Yeah, I went to a prom-themed party.
Yes.
That was maybe 6 months ago. That was maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Did I go to a prom recently? I did go to a prom. Yeah. That was a prom last year. Yeah,
yeah.
I went to a prom.
And the fact that you don't remember that you went to a prom recently. Is astounding.
I know.
It's so fun.
I know. I have a blast.
You have a blast.
I'm really loving what I'm up to.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I mean, this city is like my dream of like,
oh my God.
I was just thinking about as a kid, if I was like, I told my 10-year-old self that like, tonight you're driving up to Topanga Canyon in Los Angeles with your friends and you're going to go howl at the moon at midnight in the woods at
yes.
someone's house. I'd be like, oh my God, what a dream.
Yeah.
So I'm so
fun.
Happy.
That's great.
It was nice. It was a good time.
That is nice.
So I just wanted to let everyone know that that's here for you in LA if you want to move out here. And if you have any witch-related activities, I'm happy to join. Maybe that's what I'm going to get into.
Sure.
That's
sure.
some of my interests this year. Witch stuff.
Yes.
I might actually start taking a mosaic class.
That'd be really cool. You know, we were watching some documentary about Disneyland Hong Kong or something like that. And they have all of these mosaic murals around. They're all
wow.
like Disney characters, but they're all like hand done.
Yeah.
And it was a documentary about like the people that made those.
Oh, cool.
It was so cool.
It's like, amazing.
Yeah, just like cutting stones by hand and figuring out like where they go. And sometimes you cut it and the stone doesn't cut the way you want it to, but you just use it anyways.
It's very soothing.
Very soothing.
I want to just like put things together and make art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's amazing.
Great. So
that's great.
That's what I'm up to.
Very cool.
You went to Disneyland yesterday.
I went to Disneyland. I started exercising more.
Huge.
This year. Got
great.
A gym membership.
Where are you? What's your gym?
24-Hour Fitness.
Great.
Yeah. It's
love
been
it.
Awesome.
I joined
it.
A gym recently.
You did?
Yeah. I went to a gym called, it was called Built. It's a gym
uh-huh.
right by my house, but I went to a class called Attitudes.
Ooh,
and
Attitudes.
I actually did want to bring this up.
Okay.
I know I just told a story and then asked you a little bit, and then I'm telling another story. But
I love it. I want to know more.
I just want to bring a highlight up. This class was me and like 30, 70-year-old women.
Okay.
And I didn't even know that's what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle of the class, they started playing Que Sera Sera. Do you know
yeah,
that song?
Of course.
Que Sera Sera.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever will be. And it was a bunch of 7-year-old women like wistfully singing it while we were working out.
That sounds haunting.
It was terrifying. what are you going to do in your workouts? Are you going to do classes? Or what's your
I'm not a
routine?
Class kind of person.
Okay.
I like just going in and doing my thing. I like going really early. Like I like going at like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's bonkers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. No, I'm in there with the crazies
that's
for sure.
That's very cool.
Yes,
yeah.
And I don't know, like, I haven't been to a gym. I haven't been a member of a gym in probably like 5 years.
Okay.
So the first day I just kind of walked around aimlessly and figured out where everything was.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, 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 which was nice. The second day, also a little aimless. Then I went again today, and I felt like I got a little bit better at it. Knew everything was, knew kind of roughly what my routine was going to be.
Okay.
But it's been good, and I've just been, like, pushing myself not only just to go to, like, the gym and just, you know, do what I can, but also, like, taking the dog for a walk and just getting outside more, which has been really nice. So I've been doing a lot of just, like, we live now in our new place by a, it's like a 4 or 5 mile long bike path.
Oh, nice.
Like, start to finish. So we'll just walk down that and try and do that, like, once a day. And that's been awesome. Yeah.
That's great.
It's been good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we love it. And then outside of that, just seeing a lot of movies.
Ooh, what's a fave?
A Parasite.
Parasite is great. Parasite. Highly recommend Parasite.
Maybe
so good.
Top three of the year for sure.
Oh, it's incredible.
We saw Parasite. We saw Bombshell. We saw Star Wars.
Great.
We've seen like every 1917 we saw.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's an amazing movie.
It's so good. So stressful.
So stressful.
Terrifying.
So awful.
Yes.
You know, this might be a hot take. I don't like war.
Get out. This is a war household.
Sorry, I knew you love war.
Big fan of war.
We need more.
More war.
Yeah, it's really awful, but it really shows you how awful war was.
It's terrifying.
And is and still is. And it's like so scary.
Terrible.
What an amazing movie.
So anyways, today we're talking about Night Moves.
Yes, anyways, speaking
Bob
of war,
Seger.
A war on conformity.
That's right.
Bob Seger rocking and rolling, changing the world up.
That's right.
We usually talk about Jimmy Buffett connections to the artists that we are talking about.
We did find there is a loose connection.
A loose connection. I mean, they were in the same crowd in Aspen in the 70s and 80s.
Yep, along with Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. John Denver was around there.
Yes.
A couple other people. Hunter S. Thompson was there.
Mm-hmm.
There's stories about this on other Jimmy Buffett-related podcasts. They're okay.
Yeah. We're the best one.
Yeah, we're the best one. I guess it's in summation, there was a point where they were supposed to play a concert together after a golf tournament, but but Bob Seger got too hungover to go to the sound check, so Bob Seger dropped out.
Yes.
So a little drama there. I hope they reconciled.
So Bob Seger almost played a show with Jimmy Buffett. He was almost on the same bill as Jimmy Buffett, but it did not happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've crossed paths at some point, though. Yeah,
and they were contemporary. We're talking about the album Night Moves, of course.
Yes.
Which came out in 76.
76. So this shot him up the charts.
Shot him up the charts. So
this
he
is
was
a very
probably,
big deal.
You know, when Margaritaville came out, I bet you that you'd maybe hear Night Moves, the song, and then Margaritaville might come on right after on AM radio somewhere.
I think those are those pairings are pretty good, I think.
I think
Night
so.
Night Moves followed by Margaritaville, I think makes sense.
Yeah, I think it comes after.
Yes,
because Night Moves is like, we're getting sexy, and Margaritaville is like, well, things were sexy, and now I'm sad.
this album, its big accolade, sextuple platinum is what it received.
What did you just call me?
Listen here, you sextuple platinum.
That's my Marvin Gardens name. So it went platinum 6 times?
Yep.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Cool. But you listen to it, you're like, this is an incredible, incredible album. I am excited about this because I was thinking a lot about this in terms of Jimmy Buffett and when we're kind of seeing the different people of the world. I mean, Bob Seger is a Detroit guy, so this is like kind of a middle America, kind of blue collar, maybe Rust Belt type of artist.
Yes.
That's being blasted in that region, in that area.
Yes.
While Margaritaville's popping up in places a little more south.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think they're right alongside each other as they're rocking and rolling. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe. Bob Seger was.
I think you're right.
Which is a real shame that Jimmy has not been, and I want to bring that up.
That doesn't make sense to me. Or maybe it does. Like, I think how influential is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to begin with?
Well, I don't know.
Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, I haven't. It's in Cleveland?
Yeah. And it's the only thing in Cleveland.
Okay, that's it. Wow.
Listen, hot take, I don't like Cleveland one bit.
Ryan!
I don't like Cleveland.
That's our fan base.
Is it?
No.
I've been to Cleveland once. I spent a weekend there, and there's just not any thing.
It's not hot.
It's not hot.
We don't like it.
No.
Okay.
Nothing's hot in Cleveland.
Is that the river that catches on fire?
What?
There's an Ohio River that has like so much kind of oil in it that one time it caught on fire.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a Cleveland River or there was another river. Let me Google Ohio River on fire.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was.
That's scary.
Ohio River fire. Yes. I believe it was outside of Cleveland. The Cuyahoga River fire.
Cuyahoga
River. Yeah. In the 1960s came to an end. Yeah, it was whatever.
I did not see that.
Okay. Yeah, 1952. Huge fire on the river in Cleveland. So maybe as that was playing, you know, Night Moves maybe is an homage to.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my reference.
So 1976, Night Moves come out. Also in 1976, Havana Daydreamin' comes out from our boy Jimmy.
That's right.
And High Cumberland Jubilee was released in some form.
Okay.
Whether it was some sort of compilation or what. And then afterwards, 1977 is when Changes in Attitudes comes out. That actually comes out. Okay, so that's pretty. Oh, no, that's January 20th, 1977. Night Moves comes out October 22nd, 1976. So both Jimmy and Bob Seger had their breakthrough albums come out at pretty much the exact same time.
Pretty much. They were right there.
A lot going on in 1976 and 77.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It feels like that was a big hotbed for us, at least.
Yes.
It pertains to us.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Now, what is your relationship to Bob Seger?
Bob Seger is... I have never listened to this album fully all the way through, so this was like amazing to listen to.
Yes.
I know Bob Seger. I was obsessed with when we were looking at back of the decades, like our Spotify decades.
Uh-huh.
Night Moves, I think, was my song of 2017.
It was high up on one of my lists too.
I'm obsessed with it. I think I might have had us play it on our
podcast. We played it a couple times.
Yeah. Cuz it's it was like kind of my like weird like let's get to work. Let's like focus. Like there's like something funky about like I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm going out. It was like my pregame song.
Uh-huh.
I love Night Moves.
It's so good.
The song itself. So I'm so connected to that.
I would put Night Moves in the same camp as like a These Days, as an American Pie.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just a big.
It's an essential American tune.
Yes, it feels like an important song.
It is, it is. And then, of course, Bob Seger is singing the Wonder Years theme song.
Yes, of course.
What would you do? Say hello to goodbye, the little help from my friends.
That was beautiful. That was okay.
Goodbye.
That was good.
A little help.
And that was great.
Thanks.
Can you sing
for my friends? Oh no, is that a weekend accountant?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want, weekend accountant?
Just want you to sing it again because I think it was just really good.
Well, you didn't hear it the first time. Where were you?
Oh, I was out installing a sprinkler system in the yard.
You were?
Installed it upside down, so now the yard is flooded.
Weekend accountant, are you gonna fix it?
No, I'm gonna call somebody and fix it. Call a professional, you know.
They hire me to make the mistakes. Someone else to fix them. That's what my wife says.
I love the idea of like a two-man team coming to install a sprinkler system. Like, why are there two of you? Oh, well, I'm the one that makes the mistake.
And I fix it.
I fix it.
That's good.
I like this too much.
What's your relationship with Bob Seger?
So Bob Seger played a little bit in the house when I was a kid, but not a ton.
Yeah.
I always knew of Bob Seger, but I never went out of my way to listen to Bob Seger. And that's really about it. Like a lot of these songs, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Night Moves, Sunburst, a couple of them. In the back of my mind, they triggered something, so I'm sure I've heard a lot of these before, maybe even this whole album, but I never took the time to really sit down and pay attention to Bob Seger. And yeah. I think it's amazing. Like, this album is so good. And it's really tight, too. It's only 35 minutes, songs.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's interesting that I feel like he is seen as, I would probably call him the poster child for dad rock.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. He is the literal, like, he is the embodiment of it, because it sounds like a bygone era listening to him. It definitely sounds like the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
And it sounds, you listen, you're like, I think it's even the voice is like, yeah, this is the music that stereotypically when you say like, oh, turn it up.
Right.
This is the song. This is the song I used to listen to every single day. Oh my God. When I was 18 years old, this was blaring on the radio. I would drive my truck down to the river. Oh, wow. You should have seen me then. I was a stud. Oh, my God. Oh, like, that's like, this is like the Glory Days kind of. Yes. I mean, he also wrote this. Didn't he do Glory Days, the song?
That was Springsteen.
That was Springsteen.
Yeah,
really?
Springsteen. I think so.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, like, that's the interesting thing. Like, I think for me, when I started listening to, like, more classic rock when I was younger, when I started getting into it a little bit more, I went the Springsteen route and got full into Springsteen, where I think I could have gone the other way and gotten into Bob Seger.
Right.
Because they are very similar.
Yeah.
They sound very similar. It's very much an Americana flair, very much a roll up your sleeves kind of kind of style, which is interesting. And like, they both, I think, have pretty different career paths.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. I was gonna say too, like, if Springsteen is more Jersey, Bob Seger is definitely, I mean, more Michigan. My family, when we're talking about this now, think about my family from Michigan.
Yeah,
huge Bob Seger fans, obsessed with him.
Sure,
he's just a huge deal there.
Yeah,
because he's from Detroit.
Right.
So, it's a regional thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Totally a regional thing.
Yeah, it's completely. But it's amazing. I think it's like there's such a national love of him as well.
Yeah.
But he definitely didn't seem to translate into now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little time capsule to listen to him.
Should we dive into Night Moves? We heard Rock and Roll Never Forgets at the top of the show.
Yes.
Let's listen to Night Moves a little bit.
Let's listen to a little Night Moves. Oh.
So good.
It's so good. Just talking about, just fooling around. Young. Just an old man talking about young children fooling around.
Like we said, an important song.
it embodies a feeling.
It does.
A little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. And points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. Summertime. In the sweet summertime.
I want to skip ahead a little bit.
Okay.
So we get to the breakdown, which is so good.
Do it.
Here we go.
Ooh. There it is.
It's almost got he's got sort of like a gospel-y sort of essence to him a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
he's, you know,
incredible. I was trying to figure out, no, it's another guy. I was going to say there's somebody who used to be like a Luther Vandross's background singer. Uh-huh. I don't think it was Bob Seger. Hold on.
Like it's just very, I don't know, it sounds very orchestral almost.
Yeah.
Also, I get strong Stones vibes. I get, it's weird. I get strong Stones vibes and strong Bee Gees vibes as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
this
yeah.
sounds like if Barry Gibb went like full on rock and roll as opposed to like folk pop.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I that's a great way to describe it. If Barry Gibb went full on rock.
Right?
I'm trying to figure out who it was. This is a long story that I don't even want to get into. But Luther Vandross was a background singer for David Bowie, and that's what I was thinking about.
Got it. Okay.
In the Young Americans. But somebody else was a background singer for Luther Vandross. Uh-huh. And I'll never be able to figure it out, so I'm not going to belabor
the
point.
No, Patrick, you can go on the internet and figure it out very quickly.
I'm going to move on. It's lost.
Patrick, we're long past the point of time where you just didn't know things.
But
now
don't
you know
get
everything.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's fair.
That's the problem, Ryan.
That's fair. That's
I don't
fine.
Even know this. It's just an esoteric vibe in my
okay,
brain. It's not
right.
even a thought.
All right.
I have
it's
to
like
let
a,
it go.
A little itch in your memory.
Yeah, I'll have to howl at the moon about it tonight. See what we got going on. Yeah,
great
that,
song. Love it so much.
It's got to be in one of my top tens of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. And it, to me, it is also just like so wistful. Like I imagine when I listen to that song, I bet even in when it was made, there's nothing about it that feels present. It feels all nostalgic. Like it's like pumping like a vibe that you maybe didn't even have in your life into your it's like a soundtrack for your memories when you hear
it. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good way to put it.
You just, what do you think about? Do you think about certain people when you hear it, Ryan?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you think about your first kiss.
Sure.
You know? Or just happy times you're having.
Yes.
On a date.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Nice memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not going to get into any of them here, it sounds like. Ryan's not interested in speaking about them.
You can talk about them. What do you,
no,
what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
No.
So let's think of another one. First time we rode a bike.
First time, that's what you think about when you hear first Night Moves?
Yeah, first time I rode a bike. First time I got a boo-boo.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. First time I got a boo-boo.
I love Night Moves because it reminds me of the first time I got a boo-boo.
Yeah, first time I got a boo-boo.
First time you ate something that you didn't like. Mine was a bowl of Jell-O that tasted like beer.
What is your bowl of Jell-O that tasted like beer?
It was weird. I was four.
Beer
was like,
Jell-O.
Jell-O is bad. I don't know why. I was like, this tastes like beer smells.
So Night Moves makes you think of that. Of beer Jell-O.
Reminds me when I was sitting in my kitchen in Arlington, Texas at 4 years old eating this bowl of Jell-O that
beer
I was like, this
Jell-O.
Tastes like beer.
That sucks.
Yeah. And that's Night Moves, and that's the power
that's
of
Night
Bob
Moves.
Seger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my boo-boos and you and beer jello.
Me and my beer jello.
Yeah. Great,
yeah,
yeah. Great. next up, we got The Fire Down Below.
Oh, yeah.
Another good song. 4 minutes, 27 seconds. These are kind of longer songs, but still a really tight album. Let's give it a listen.
Let's
the Fire Down Below.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's it.
Streetlights, bring it on tonight. Here come the man, fast as hell.
Baby.
It's a good one.
It's good, and it's like the type of song that could only be written by like a younger person.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It feels very angsty. It feels very just like not aggressive, but just like in your face a little bit.
Oh, it is fiery.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nasty.
It's good.
It's good. It's funny because you listen to this music and you're like, that is classic rock. Like this was the time period that the music came out that was given the label classic rock.
Yes.
Because this was the same time as Rolling Stones.
Right.
I was listening to a thing about Prince recently, a podcast about Prince. I highly recommend it. I believe it's called The Story of 1999.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really good. It's just a 4-part podcast that was coming out at the same time as this album release. They re-released like the album 1999 with like 35 unreleased tracks that were fully mastered, because he would just fully master these tracks and just never release them and hold on to them.
Yeah.
And they talk about how Rolling Stones were like this. They were already labeled classic rock then.
It's so interesting because like even now it's still like I know that things are trying to be thrown into that category. Like I've heard Nirvana on the radio be labeled as classic rock.
Right.
To me, it doesn't feel like classic rock. It just feels like, you know, 90s rock.
That's
or
90s
grunge.
Rock, right,
but like
grunge.
This still feels like classic rock.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think, I mean, at least for me, I don't know how it's going to be in 30 years or whatever. Like at that point, will Nirvana feel like classic rock? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think it'll ever. I don't think it'll ever be labeled that.
Who's this character?
I don't think it'll ever be labeled that. I love this music, and I don't think it'll ever be labeled that.
Cajun Patrick.
Yeah. Let me hear you now. Yeah, let me tell you right now. It'll never be labeled that. It would have a lot of fire out below.
This podcast is now unlistenable.
We have accountant, a weekend accountant. We have, yes. We've decided we wanted to bring more characters.
That's right.
We got really inspired by Laugh-In recently, and we've decided we want to just bring random characters onto the show. Ryan, I just noticed, I wanted to say this about The Fire Down Below. There's two covers of this.
There
song.
Is?
Yeah. There's one by Tina Turner.
Ooh.
And there's one by Bette Midler.
What?
Yes. Fire Down Below, that was released as a cover on Tina Turner's album, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Tina Turner's album. Let me know if you want me to never do Cajun Guy again. Cajun Patrick. Tina Turner, 1978 album, Rough, and then Bette Midler for the 79 album, for the film, The Rose.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here. Okay, I got it. Ooh,
here we go.
Here come old Joey, and he's looking mighty fine. Here comes old Tommy, he's stepping right on time. There goes the street lights, beaming in the night. Here comes the women, faces shining from the light.
Kind of a funky rhythm.
It is. Tina Turner's rhythms are always insane.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
It's really good. Tina Turner. That's great. That was really good. That was good. I like that.
It's good. It's good. So, yeah. And then there's a Bette version, but we don't have to listen
to
that.
No, I
want
to find the Bette version.
I sent it to you.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, you got it if you want. Bette's incredible as well.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Let's give it a listen.
All right. Okay.
There we go.
A little more traditional.
Yes.
Some horns.
Here comes our
good.
It's really good.
It's really good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of bluesy. It's got that kind of
bluesy.
Blues, that rhythm and blues kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was for Divine Madness.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Something.
Yes, very, very fun.
Two very fun covers.
Very fun.
I like it.
Good song.
Good song, good stuff.
What's next, Ryan?
Sunburst, baby.
Sunburst.
Let's give it a listen. Sunburst.
Great.
Track 4.
Without a face begins to fill the space in the arena. Flashlights at his feet, the lion from the street awaits the Christians. Flash of light, a single strobe ignites the night. Smoke begins to rise. Sea of staring eyes, gaze on the sunburst. His weapon at his side, he flashes it with pride before his legions. The fires begin to rage.
Really good.
So good.
It's really good.
Here.
And there's
ooh,
also this. Oh, yeah. There's also a parallel with a Jimmy Buffett song.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is very Springsteen to me.
This is,
is very Springsteen.
Yeah.
There's a Jimmy Buffett song. I was trying to find it. I can't remember what it's called, but it's about Buffett shows.
Oh.
What is that one? Do you remember what it's called?
Oh, gosh.
It's from a more recent album.
It's like all the shows that you go to?
It's just about like being a fan.
Oh.
Like being a Parrothead.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, geez.
But it's definitely his version of it.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I'm never
going
to remember.
No. It's somewhere. You guys know. Tell us.
Yeah, yell at us. Let us know.
I don't remember. Gosh. Yeah, I'm looking at him now. I can't
pinpoint
place
it.
But yes.
Really,
like, yeah,
really good.
We
really
love
good.
That.
Yeah.
It's so good. And it's those like power chords that make it classic rock to me. It's like bow.
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow now.
Well, what I was thinking is, like, as a kid when I was learning guitar, I almost guarantee that some of these guitar licks were taught to me.
Yeah.
Just very simple, easy chord progressions that are I don't know, like it's never going to they're never gonna dull. They're always gonna feel amazing.
Yeah, and I will say, if you were being taught this by a teacher who had long hair on the side of his head but was bald on the top of his head,
okay,
I can almost guarantee you that he was teaching you Bob Seger.
Yeah.
The modern Bob Seger fan, I feel like, looks very specific.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Got jean shorts, potentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
I was taught by a bald guy, and his name was, I believe, was Robert Poindexter.
What?
And he was very cool.
Really?
He was so fucking
That's
cool.
Really cool. Yeah. Robert Poindexter?
Poindexter.
That's really cool.
He was a really cool guy.
That's really cool. I took piano from someone named Angie.
Okay.
And one day she just disappeared.
No one knew where Angie went?
No. I waited for her at a lesson once for 30 minutes. She never showed up. And and I never saw her again.
Was she married or anything? Or
she had children.
Okay.
One time her daughter took a whole bottle of vitamins and was constipated. And that's mostly what we talked about in the lesson.
Okay.
That's the only other memory I have of Angie. I hope she's doing well, and I hope she's listening to this album. Or
wow.
this album. We release our podcast as an album,
yeah,
right?
We do.
You know
nothing about this process.
Well, this is going live to vinyl, right?
Right.
Good. Can't wait.
I also took guitar lessons from a guy named Lawrence Burke, but he went by LB.
Oh.
And he was a really, like, cool guy.
I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I took guitar lessons.
So much fun.
I got nervous about having blisters. I don't want blisters.
Who wants blisters? Nobody wants blisters.
No, I'll plink along.
Yeah.
So and you guys have heard my recordings of Come Monday. That's
no blisters from that, though.
No,
right?
Blisters from that.
No.
Just
nosebleeds.
Just nosebleeds. Just severe hemorrhaging.
That's right.
From teaching myself to play that. But other than that, we're doing fine.
We're doing fine.
Yeah.
All right. Sunspot baby.
Sunspot baby.
It's Sunspot baby.
You think that's what he intended?
I think there's a comma missing here.
Sunspot baby.
Yeah. You think it's Sunspot baby?
I think it's, I'm a Sunspot baby.
Ooh, a little sassy.
Yeah.
Sunspot Ooh, it's a little baby. Sunspot baby.
Oh, I like it.
I like Sunspot baby.
Some people might even say Sunspot baby.
Baby? Sunspot baby.
Baby. I'm leaving that in 2019. Baby?
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 What about Bubby?
Booby.
Booby.
I'll take booby. I won't take bubby.
Booby?
Sunspot booby.
Okay. I think we've landed on it. Sunspot booby. So let's give a listen to Sunspot booby.
That's nice.
That is nice.
This is a song about an old woman who's taking care of a cancerous spot on her skin from sun. Sunspot booby.
She's going to the doctor.
She's going to the doctor.
That's right.
With their suitcase.
It's Angie.
It's Angie. She gave me a false address. Yeah. Took off with my American Express. Sunspot, baby. She show at me way I guessed. She left me here stranded like a dog out in the yard. Charged up a fortune on my credit card.
Bummer.
Yeah.
She used my address and my name. Man, that was sure unkind. Sunspot, baby. She sure had a real good time. I looked in Miami. I looked in the grill. Closest I can.
Somebody done them wrong.
Yeah, but it's still kind of funky and fun.
It is funky and fun.
You ever go through something where it's like, oh man, this person really fucked me up? Where it's like, you're
at least two or three times in my life.
Yeah. But it's like, you're not even mad. You're just like, man, I'm a mess from this person. Like, it's still this kind of like, Wow, they got me good.
Like, man, it's going to take me years to get out of this.
You're kind of smiling while you say it.
Yeah.
Man, I am wrecked.
Man, I can't think of a point in my life where I've been more low.
That's how this one feels to me. Oh, boy, I have been duped. They really did me in on this one. I love that. I love being so upset that you really have just be like, man, this is fucked up. You're not even crying. You're just like, wow.
It's like, wow, that sucked.
Yeah, it usually comes with, that's my parking ticket vibe. This is, I'm not even
you
upset.
You get that low from a parking ticket?
I just, well, it's not that low, but I'm just, that's just how I go, like, whoop. They got me
gotta
good.
Laugh.
They got
gotta
me good.
Gotta laugh.
Gotta laugh. Wow, I can't afford this right now.
Go up and high five the parking attendant.
Dude, you got
that
me
that was
good.
A good one. $76. All right.
You
all
really
right.
Got me, bro. Man, respect where respect is due. Honestly.
I thought this Tuesday sucked already. You put it to a whole new low.
Wow, you man.
Good for you.
Wow, this one's on me. Checkmate on me, huh? Wow, good work. That's how that feels. Like, damn, she really got me good.
Sunspot booby.
Spun spot booby. Spun spot booby. We love her.
We love her.
Great.
Main Street.
Yes. I mean, this is how you know this is classic Americana. We're singing about Main Street.
Main Street. Let's talk about, okay, was there a Main Street in your town growing
there
up?
There was. Yes. There was a historic Main Street.
Yeah. And what do you remember about it?
There was a theater called the Far Best Theater.
Okay, how many screens?
One.
One screen.
It was one little house, and I think I saw a play there once. It was like a very weird little place, and there was a historical museum, a Mansfield Historical Museum. This is all Mansfield, Texas as
yeah.
well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a school, like, spirit store called Tiger Tales.
Okay. They have, like, local, like, high school, yeah. like, yeah,
And the Mansfield News Mirror, which I wrote for.
Oh, really?
For the teen scene, I believe I wrote
teen
for.
Teen scene.
For a year. I did a review of the television show Chuck.
Okay. Chuck starring
Zachary Levi. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now Shazam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very funny.
It was really, really cool. What's the next song? Oh, wait, your Main Street. Tell me about your Main Street.
Main Street, Leesburg, Virginia. It was just a small little street. We had a movie theater with two screens. It was called the Tally Ho.
Ooh.
It was a very fun, very cool movie theater. I remember I saw the first Pirates of the Caribbean there.
Okay.
I saw The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton there.
Okay.
It's now a music venue, which is pretty cool.
Really? Have you seen something there?
I have not seen any music acts there, no.
Okay.
But apparently it's a very cool spot. There was also, what else? There was, speaking of the witch party, there was a store called Esoterica. Which had all kinds of witchy type things and incense, and they did palm readings.
Wow.
And it was a very, very unique store.
That's in Main Street.
That was on Main Street. It was called Esoterica.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, very strange. Then we had just like, there's a place called Shoes, which was an old shoe repair shop that is now a coffee shop. Make really good coffee. It was very cool, though.
And it's still called Shoes?
It's still called Shoes. And they have, like, old shoes hanging from, like, the rafters.
Cool.
And then if you go in this small little alley, like, probably shoulder-width alley, like, you might need to, like, go in sideways, and you go all the way to the back, there's something called Shoes Secret Garden, which is, like, this little patio area, and they serve, like, drinks, and there's, like, you know, like, twinkle lights above you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Wow.
Main Street in Leesburg, Virginia is freaking awesome.
Well, shout out Leesburg.
Shout out Leesburg.
Nice job, Leesburg. I want to go to a cool Main Street.
It's very, very fun.
Yeah, I wish we had more to offer. I think they just built a coffee shop there in Mansfield.
That's cool.
So that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we got Main Street.
Yeah, let's listen to Bob Seger's Main Street.
Yes. Let's try and figure out what's going on here.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long,
sleep. My body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet as she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street.
So this is about a very different type of Main Street experience.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are going to shoes.
No, I don't think so. No, this is it's an experience I've never had where it's people that, I don't know, maybe he grew up in this town, maybe he didn't, but it sounds like it's a place where he grew up. And it's just about people that never left. And this is the Main Street. This is the one bar where people go to. It feels kind of sad.
Definitely sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a wistful thing.
Yes.
None of these people in these Bob Seger songs are living in the present.
No,
they're
all
living in the past.
Yes.
They're all looking back.
Yes.
They're all wistful. They're all wishing for something different for their lives based on what they had previously.
Yes.
And it's tough.
Yeah.
But it's rock and roll.
It's tough, but it's rock and roll, bubby.
My bubby.
Bubby. It's tough, but it's rock and roll. Bubby. Bubby.
It's good. I mean, it's great.
It's good.
This thing where it doesn't even... I feel like this represents this kind of Midwest feeling or this small town feeling where it's like, it sucks, but it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Life is this. I was never promised this. Like, I feel like I have that a little bit where it's like you don't even look back. In order to cry, you got to feel sorry for yourself.
Sure.
These people don't even feel sorry for themselves.
Right.
They're just like, damn.
Still here, huh?
Yeah. Looks like it's another bust. All right. Another year gone by, and I'm just still doing the same old thing.
Come to Papa. Track 7.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I was like, excuse me. I was like, Ryan.
Hey, Patrick, come to Papa.
Ryan.
Just come to Papa right here.
Oh, my God, I'm blushing. Ryan, I'm not sitting on your lap for this song.
Come to Papa.
Okay.
Please come to Papa.
We're going
to
be talking about this in the top bunk tonight. I can't believe you embarrassed me.
Let's come to Papa.
Ooh, got a little synth in there.
Yeah.
If the sun ain't shining bright, and the moon won't shine for you tonight. If the stars
this feels like the most experimental song of the bunch.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
A little Jimi Hendrix-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some funk.
Come to Papa.
Come to Papa. It's good. It definitely feels like a B-side to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think so. I mean, I was reading that he was, not this song specifically, but he was influenced by Little Richard a lot growing up.
Oh, I can see that.
Which I can hear. Yeah, I can hear in the way he's structuring these songs where he talks about a lot of stuff and then he hits this kind of same thing at the end.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where he goes, like, come to Papa, come to Papa.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and then we hit that, come to Papa, come to Papa. And then he's like, when I talk about this, I'm talking about that. I'm going to talk about this all over the back, come to Papa. Oh, come to Papa.
You kind of get that with Night Moves a little bit at the end, too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, we're talking about it. That's the difference with the structure of Jimmy and Bob.
Yes.
Where it's like, Jimmy's like, we're talking about this. I met up with some people. We're hanging out here. And this is what has happened.
Jimmy, it, like, Jimmy feels, his songwriting feels very tight compared Bob Seger. Like, Bob Seger, it feels like, and maybe he does this, but, like, if you saw him live, it feels like they could jam out a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There's some room.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because he probably does do a bunch of solos and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, it is like, I feel like this, and I feel like this, and I also feel like this. What do all these things have in common? Come to Papa! Like, it's like, he just is, like, leading up to one phrase.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
In summation, this is what I'm saying.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Whereas Jimmy, it's more like A to B. Back to A, and then we're done.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the cyclical nature of the chorus is for Jimmy, you're like, this is happening again. We're trying to get away from it. We're trying to go, and guess what? Back at rock bottom again.
And now the song is over. Next song.
And we're going to change a little bit. Turns out I'm to blame. And we know what song I'm talking about.
Yes.
Somewhere Over China.
His classic song, Somewhere Over China.
Oh, my gosh. Have you been to the new Somewhere Over China they built Universal City Walk?
What a different world we would live in.
The Somewhere Over China Bistro is just everywhere.
Oh, I hear the buffet at Somewhere Over China is amazing.
Oh my gosh, the Jimmy Buffett Somewhere Over China Resort in Hollywood Beach. You have to go. They built a giant airplane in the lobby. It's a statue.
Oh my god.
What's the next song?
The next song is Ship of Fools.
Ship of Fools. This is the big one to me because this feels like the direct crossover between Jimmy and Bob in the ideological space.
Ooh. Okay, let's listen and then let's discuss.
Let's do it. This to me is the intersection.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
And let's throw Pablo Cruz in there too.
Already feels very Jimmy.
Yeah.
Tell me quick, said old McPhee. What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. Though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. So it went as we put out. Left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be all right to join him.
Very, very, very Jimmy.
It is so Jimmy. Right? It's like that to me is like Jimmy could have covered that song.
Easily.
Or written that song.
Easily. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's really good. I like it a lot.
It's really, really great. I was going to say, I found another intersection between Jimmy and Bob.
Mm-hmm.
There's an album, a 2008 album by the band Little Feat.
Okay.
And Little Feat is a great band as well. They're kind of in this group, but they have you ever heard the song Roll 'Em Easy?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That was Jimmy. That was Little Feat.
Uh-huh.
But they recorded an album in 2008 in Jimmy Buffett's studio.
Mm.
And it was co-produced by Mac McAnally as well.
Oh, okay.
It basically, there's a lot of guests on the album, but Jimmy Buffett is featured on the album as well as Bob Seger. Bob Seger's in the song Something in the Water, and Jimmy Buffett's in Champion of the World, Time Loves a Hero, and they do a cover of I Will Play for Gumbo.
Jimmy had a lot more time than Bob did.
Looks like in 2008, Jimmy was light. So that's a little crossover. You can see them
that's
in the
cool.
same space there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
I bet they were all partying in Aspen together.
I'm sure.
Too.
Oh, yeah. They got to be.
Yeah.
Very cool. Final song is Mary Lou. What are your thoughts on this album.
I will listen to this album all the time when I'm doing difficult work, manly work.
Yes,
you know, when I'm building metal structures.
Yes, of course.
Welding,
scaffolding.
When I'm doing my scaffolding on the weekends.
Yes,
I go to anyone's house and I say, "Hey, can I scaffold?" And they're like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "Look, I already put up the big things that I'm gonna be walking on." I'm like, "What do you mean big things?" I'm like, "You know, those metal bars." And they're like, "Oh, you mean scaffolding?" I'm like, "Yeah."
You do call yourself an amateur scaffolder.
Yeah, I'm an amateur volunteer scaffolder. No, I genuinely really, really love this album. And I think it's an incredible album to play when you're feeling wistful or feeling like you want to kind of recognize emotions without crying. Like to kind of like logistically think about feelings. This is where dad tears come in. This is where you get the dad kind of like
graduation tears, as I like to call them.
Where you're like, "Oh, those are the days, man." You don't get any younger. But I think it's a really great album, and I think I'm gonna probably end up on a very serious Bob Seger deep dive after this. It's definitely gonna affect my Spotify algorithm.
Yes.
Ryan, what are your final thoughts on this
album? I love it so much. It definitely feels like you mentioned, like this is sort of the seed of classic rock music. This is part of, you know, what we heard on the radio as kids on classic rock stations. This was like the beginning of that.
Yeah.
And that's very cool to see. I like it a lot. Really, really great. The guitar in it, I think, is amazing. Even though I think, to a certain extent, at least now, I feel like some guitar licks like you hear in Night Moves could be kind of considered like almost boring by today's standards.
Yeah,
they're still fucking great.
They're so good.
So good. And they're simple, and they're great because they're simple.
They're like wail. It's just wailing.
He didn't need to do anything crazy.
No.
It's simple. It's effective. It's a really, really good album. I dig it. I will absolutely revisit.
We love it. And Jimmy, we wish you weren't too hungover for that sound check, because that would have been a great concert. Man.
Maybe in another life.
Maybe in another life. Maybe they'll get together at some point. Seeger's still around.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right.
Good stuff.
This is Mary Lou. Until next time, I am Mayfair Marleybone.
I'm St. Charles, Tennessee. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bow, bow. She make a young man a itch, make an old man faint. Where she took my money was a crying shame.
This feels like a straight up Little Richard song to me.
It does. She took my diamond. Kind of the call and response.
Yeah.
She took the keys from my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty, drove up far. Left me stranded in Kalamazoo. Making a fortune off a fool.
Hey, do you like comic books?
Do you like brothers?
Do you like brothers talking about comic books?
You do. Okay, then, listen to this ad.
My name's Will Hines.
And I'm Kevin Hines.
We are brothers as well as comedians.
As well as huge fans of comic books.
Like the Fantastic Four, which we are talking about a lot right now in our podcast, which is called...
Screw It, We're Just Gonna Talk About Comics.
From Campfire Media, available from now until the end of time.
Screw it, we're just gonna talk about comics.
Campfire.